This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What are we doing?
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Is this an old school song?
What the hell was that?
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, what song was that?
Was that B2K? What are we listening to here?
No, that's new. That's Dark Thoughts by Lil Tecca.
Bro.
Oh, there we go.
Who the hell's
Lil
Tecca?
Yeah, who asked you?
I know you weren't born in 2004, but... 90s and 80s only.
All right, this or Franz returns.
Are you going to tweet out all your returns, man. Like Franz?
Hold up, we're using Franz returns.
No.
Okay.
Who the hell's Lil Tecca?
Now he's confused. He doesn't know if he should answer or not.
I went for it.
All right.
Yeah,
I don't know the song or the artist. I've never heard
it. How about you played it?
It did sound like a 90s hip hop.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I said B2K.
Yep. Sometimes you got to play to the host.
B2K
strength.
Is 2000.
Yeah, Y2K? Is that what they are?
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
No.
And what?
What was the options? Yes or no?
Yes or no. Yes. Yes or no.
There's no way out.
A little?
Yeah. No. We didn't give them the release valve answer.
I'll say no, but it's close. I'll go 53%.
65.6% say yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the vibe on the team this year is nobody likes him.
Why?
I'm telling you, that is the vibe on the team this year. I don't hear after wins, I don't hear anybody happy about anything. And after losses, people are crushing them constantly. It is the Sixers-ing of the Phillies. It happened.
Yeah.
Fun.
People turned. Yeah, they did. And I don't think they should be in the position that the Sixers are in from a vibe standpoint. I think they've accomplished much more.
I don't think they're there from a...
Not where the Sixers are now, but maybe where the Sixers were 2 years ago.
No, I mean where the fans... Like, we used to get the angry calls and, like, the passionate, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. We're not getting that with the Phillies.
We're getting a little bit with Trey.
I think those are the same people that are always upset about Trey Turner.
Like, come on, man.
That's fair.
He's hot, too.
Yeah.
Three hits last night.
Yeah, seriously. I don't even understand that. The whole defense thing.
It's defense.
Well, defense and power.
Yeah, the power.
Oh, my God.
Come.
I can't understand.
I'm bringing it up. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
You're smiling.
Sure you are.
I've been more positive about the Phillies than any of you jamokes.
No.
Oh, now we're jamokes.
The lack of power is something you focused on, and that sticks in your craw. Alec Bowman, that's the thing you complain about, the power.
Well, because he's 6'5", 220 pounds.
What's the thing with Trey?
I'm just saying.
Trey's a little guy. He's your size.
I'm just saying he's not even hitting doubles. I'm just saying it. I'm not on Trey.
422 is last 11 games.
I'm not on Trey. I'm speaking for the people for a second.
Well, I'm saying, you ought to say that they're clueless then. Right.
Say they're idiots.
Well, they might have a point.
The defense is bad.
The defense is atrocious. All right, 215-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP.
Hey, happy Friday, y'all. I just want to first say that I am frustrated with Bryce Harper because he's not being held accountable in this city
or that organization. When Jalen and Embiid mope up and down the field or the court, they're crucified in this city. But no, because he chose us and he panders the city with a stupid blue bat and his stupid fanatic stuff, he gets a free pass. He says it's the name on the front, not the back. Well, he's leading like a baby right now by moping. He needs to step it up, be a leader, and show what $300 million that organization paid for it actually motivate this team to win a goddamn game.
Oh, wow. Now we're cursing. Well, I mean, he's done that for a majority of his time here. He's currently not playing well.
Well, all that guy's doing is agreeing with you.
Well, yeah, but I can say it. So that's.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how you was taking that over there.
Yeah. I mean, all Joe said was everything that you said, just with a little more bite.
A little more. A little more fire.
I would say this, Joe. Listen, I understand the frustration with Bryce Harper right now. I'm not saying he is above being criticized, but we got to keep everything within the proper context. And the whole idea that Jalen gets crucified in this town has been a little bit of hypersensitive whenever a guy gets criticized for anything, because the moment he is criticized, the majority of people are defending him. The majority of people are defending Jalen. He doesn't mope, by the way. Jalen Hurts is not mope.
Just kind of stoic.
I agree with that.
He moped in 2023 and got crucified for that. He wasn't showing emotion.
Well, he never shows
not
emotion.
Showing emotion is not moping. That's not the same thing.
I think I agree with you, Ike. Thank you for the call, Joe. I do think, and I said this last year, I do think Bryce Harper is treated differently than the other superstars.
And he
in
should
the town.
Be. Well, now, MB got that treatment for a while. He got that treatment for a while where we pretty much defended Embiid, and you know, he got to pretty much say what he wanted to say, and he could throw stuff back in the fans' face, and he got away with it. Like, he had that treatment for a while until he quit in game 7 in Boston. Like, Bryce Harper hasn't done that. Jalen hasn't done that.
I don't feel the same bite for Bryce than I feel.
I don't think you should feel the same. There's no way you can tell me you think Bryce Harper should be criticized the same way Joel Embiid is.
No, but we're here 30 games into the season, and this is the first time we've really talked about Bryce. The superstar on the team is underperforming as much as anybody on the team. And 30 games into the year, this is the first time we're talking
about it. And rightfully so, because here's what I would say. If he was loafing, not running out balls, making excuses, being sort of combative, didn't want to talk to the media, if he was distributing or exhibiting those type of traits, then I'd be like, okay, Bryce, you're playing your hand wrong, buddy. You don't get away with that in this town. Like, he isn't doing that. The only thing he can be, to me, accused of is not producing. And for me, when athletes in this town, particularly the stars, because they carry more weight than the Ike Reeses of the town or some of these other guys who don't have to be overly scrutinized for everything they do, if they carry it the right way, they should get a little bit more rope when they struggle. As long as they acknowledge that they're struggling and they're not making excuses or blaming someone else. If Bryce starts to do that stuff in the media, then he will get criticized. He will get criticized. Jalen doesn't do that. When he doesn't play well, I mean, he clams up a little bit and doesn't answer questions. But for the most part, Jalen doesn't blame somebody else.
I agree there.
Yeah, he's not doing that type of stuff. So I think, and those are the stars that we're talking about, because I'm not missing one with the Flyers.
Well, Michkov, you don't think he's crushing the media? Are you sure he's doing the poor me?
I think, you know, those guys have earned that.
I almost want to take.
Jalen certainly has. He's gone to 2 Super Bowls.
I almost want to take Embiid out of the conversation and just say,
okay,
if Bryce's performance after 30 games is this poor, it should be a topic of conversation before May 2nd.
I got no problem with that.
Okay.
I got no problem with that. Yes. Like I said, he's not above being criticized.
Yeah, well, it's certainly on people's radars now.
I got no problem with that. None. But you got him 1 foot in the grave.
No, I just think.
Like, this is what we're going to get the rest of his career. No, like, this is him. But, 33. He'll be 33 in October.
Well, but not exactly this. But I think it's fair to wonder if we will ever see. Like, we will probably never see a peak Bryce Harper year again. Those years are over. He'll never be mentioned as an MVP candidate again.
There you go. The foot in the grave. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but he won't.
Why do I need to accept that today?
It's just I think it's reality. It's sad.
I'm not accepting that until it actually gets to that.
But you look at the production of the top players in baseball, and he's nowhere close.
I got you. I agree with you. Yeah, he's not with those guys. I agree with you.
That's
I agree with that.
215-592-9494. Matt in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Yeah, you guys. I really think some of you are nitpicking with Harper. And it's, you know, we have a little bit of amnesia what this guy has done for our franchise.
That's right.
He needs a little bit of leeway.
Matt, what has he done?
This valley.
Matt, what has he done?
Come on.
Besides,
he saved baseball. No.
Yeah. Hold on. No. Hold on. Matt.
No, I'm asking you.
You're not listening.
No. I'm asking you. No, Matt,
no,
chill out.
You're nitpicking.
I'm going to put you on hold if you don't let me talk.
Go ahead, then. I'll hang up because you don't want to have my
opinion. Coward. You don't have an answer. You don't have an answer.
I'm a coward.
Matt, my question is, how did he save baseball?
Welcome back.
How did he save the franchise in Philadelphia aside from signing?
That.
No, let me. You stop, too. Aside from signing a contract, which granted him a no-trade clause that paid him a ton of money, and by the way, he did not live up to expectations for the first 3 years of his contract, what has he done here aside from sign a contract and play well?
Are you serious? You're really being serious.
How did he save the franchise?
I'm not a big Harper fan, but he's done a lot for this franchise as a team. He really
what?
Has. Come on.
Are I'm just
kidding?
Asking you. Answer
because,
the question.
And the identity of the team as a leader. Are you in that clubhouse every day?
Are
no.
you?
You're
so
not
what
in that
do you know?
Every day.
Are you?
I don't. And you don't either.
Okay. So and how do you know any
assuming,
better than I do?
You're assuming that he's not a leader. And you don't know that. I think Schwarber and...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And him are leaders. But I can't say that for, you know, written in stone, and you can't either because you're not there. I bet if you went up and down that lineup, they would tell you that they are. But I don't know that because they're
well,
not.
Well, then stop saying it. If I can't say it, then you can't either. If
not
we're
going to
talk about Matt, there is a bigger point of inflection with Rob Thompson becoming manager of the Phillies than Bryce Harper becoming a player on the Phillies. That is a fact. They improved more adding Rob Thompson than they did adding Bryce Harper. Now, Bryce Harper is a great player, but saying that he is above criticism because of what he's done for this city is insane. He signed a contract, he has played well, he has been a good Philly, and that is it. What has he done for this city aside from play here?
That's what he does. He's a baseball
Shut up. I just like to say that he's above criticism because of everything that he's done. You act like he bought the team. He didn't buy the team. He signed a contract here. He's a great player who is not performing up to the standard, not an unrealistic standard. He's not even performing up to the standard of him. He's not even performing up to Bryce Harper's standard. And to say that you can't criticize him because of what he's done for the city is insane. What is he? Is he a cop too? Is he on city council? Like, what the hell is he doing aside from getting a paycheck and playing baseball?
Well, he restored the love of baseball in the city.
What? Not until they became good 3 years later when they fired Joe Girardi.
But it started with him being here, you don't think?
There was a moment. I think there was a moment, but it was mostly a team underperforming for his first 2 years here.
No, I agree, but the team wasn't good enough. I mean, but I think Bryce Harper coming here made this an attractive destination for guys, and they were willing to accept the Phillies' money and come here, and baseball in this town for the last 3 years been pretty good.
Yeah, for his friends, I think. I mean, his friends have come here.
And they've helped the team.
Have they? Like, are we happy with the Trey Turner contract?
Been the best shortstop in that class, yeah.
Think about what was here before Trey Turner.
No, I'm saying
JT's been a great player.
JT has been a great player.
Right?
I mean, but Schwarber. That's it.
Schwarbs.
But Schwarber came here because of Bryce Harper?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, my only point.
I mean, I know that dude was openly recruiting guys. We literally had to. Did we erase his Trout?
Oh, yeah, that audio.
I give him credit for the things that he's done since he's been here. I don't think it puts him above criticism like Matt said.
Oh no, I agree
That's
with
all.
That. Yeah.
That was my only point. Yeah. My only point can't be after all he's done never, for this city.
But we also should not like he's done nothing. For
I agree. Yeah. I agree. His point made me push back.
Gotcha.
His point being, how do you say this after all he's done for this
right.
city?
Am I allowed to talk again?
No, you were interrupting while I was trying to talk to the guy. Now I'm being serious.
He was trying to bring a little levity to this.
Yeah, I know. But, like, let it happen.
Well, as long as you're smiling now.
I'm smiling.
He's all right over there.
I'm fine.
He reattached his head.
Yeah.
It popped off his shoulders over there.
I'm fine. Elizabeth in Jersey, you're on WIP. We're all fine here.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah.
I'm going to start drinking early today. I know that.
Probably 5 o'clock.
What's up?
One of the things with Harper, I mean, as far as frustration goes, I can be frustrated for him. Because I know that he must be frustrated. And, you know, what do we want him to do? Throw his helmet, throw his bat like Boehm does and act like a baby? Maybe his way of dealing with this is to try to go inside and be calm. He's a pretty passionate guy. And he may not want to show his anger at himself to everybody else because it would come off as being a bad sport or being a baby.
Well, I mean, like, well, what is he doing right now? That's the other thing. Like, obviously, we don't want – like, there's a fine line, right? Like, we don't want him to throw his helmet. We don't want him to do that stuff because then, of course, he looks like a petulant child.
You want him to take a bat to the cooler?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't mind it. Like, I would. It says it's a release of frustration. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. But does he look mopey to you? I mean, that's the thing that, as a star player, people look to you, and it feels like you're sucking the energy out of the rest of the team – then that's where I think it becomes a deterrent. Like, I think right now it's a deterrent to the team rather than it's helping the team.
Maybe he needs to get angry and get thrown out of the game.
Would love it.
Something like that. And to be honest, as a leader, he should be supporting the other guys. I don't know what he does in the clubhouse.
You think, Elizabeth, that there's different ways to support, though? I think the only thing I would say to that is supporting your teammates doesn't always mean telling them everything's fine. You know, sometimes supporting your teammates means telling them when things are not fine. And it seems like that isn't his – like, I don't expect him to change, but it seems like that isn't a mantle he takes on.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
But especially if he's not playing well, that's a tough thing to do, is to look at everybody else and say, you're not playing well.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point as well.
Just one quick thing. The one thing I think is missing in the clubhouse, and it kind of sounds stupid, but is Stubbs.
Stubby!
He was a goofball last year, but, you know, we had a daycare, we had Stubbs, and he might have kept everything a lot looser than he is right now.
22-8 up in Lehigh Valley, by the way. Best start ever.
loaded team.
It's the best Iron Pigs team I've seen in my life. Everyone's talking about it.
Thanks for letting me talk to you guys. I love listening.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. Should we just become an Iron Pigs?
I love the Iron Pigs.
An Iron Pigs show?
They're the best.
Maybe, rather than the Phils?
Clearwater.
Who else is on the team besides Stubbs?
Well, Marshy's up there right now.
Well, he's coming back.
Otto Kemp.
Otto.
Crawford's up there. Gabriel Rincones.
Okay.
Is up there.
Maybe Painter soon.
It is a good team.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep. 215-592-9494. You know, one thing I realized, so I moved in South Jersey, you know, yesterday.
How'd that go?
There's farmer's markets all over the place.
Oh, huge farmer's market.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you don't love that. Yeah,
I get my produce over there.
Yes, sir. You'll love that.
Go get some pasture-raised eggs.
What?
You know what?
You get some nice pasture-raised, perfectly, humanely raised eggs.
There was, so I'm not, I don't eat eggs, but my wife does. I got an email from a guy. He was like, hey, go to this farm to get the eggs. He was like, you know, same price eggs always are. Just go to this farm to get it. Yeah.
Well, don't, should you give that out over the air?
Well, I didn't say the name of the place.
I know, don't.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone will be there.
215-592-9494.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Alan in West Oak Lane. You're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
What's up, Alan?
What's up, Alan?
Well, I've been listening, and I think there's one thing that I won't say it's missing, but we're talking about he's the one that's receiving the pitches. And I think in the past year or two, I think pitchers are no longer trying to challenge him as much with a fastball as they are with these off-speed pitches. And unfortunately, I don't think he's caught up to. And this is the one part that I would say, and maybe Jack would agree, this is what he should be training for. It, the days of him them trying to blow it past him and he's catching up, that's why he always swings so violently, are over.
Sure.
Unless you get a guy who's a shitty – oh, sorry.
Ooh, wow.
Who's a bad
pitcher. Yeah, that's a...
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
And is going to try it, okay? But they're not challenging the way. They're just seeing, you know what? We're going to throw some junk. We're going to go over here. He's going to swing. Maybe he gets lucky. Maybe he doesn't. And that's where I think the biggest challenge for him is. He's got to pivot.
He has to adjust back. I totally agree with you. I mean, he's seeing in April, he saw the highest percentage of breaking balls he's ever seen in his entire career.
Larry Anderson has said it. Yep, Larry has
Jack
said
it first.
And it's definitely there. And I think that's what a lot of them are seeing. I think that Schwarber's the same situation. They are just not going to throw what they want. And that's just analytics works both ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you see is you see pitching is a lot more strategic. And
but I think what could happen, though, is that as Schwarber hopefully heats back up, he had two home runs and whatever, like maybe with real protection behind him, they feel like they have to pitch from him, and maybe that's when the correction comes.
So let me ask you a question. Would you be happy if he walked 30% more? If he says, you know what, screw it. I'm not going to swing at these sweeper away. I'm just going to.
Well, he's already walking a lot, though. I think he's already.
It feels like he's walking a ton.
Yeah.
Actually.
So I think that's not really the issue. The problem that with that eventually happens is that then he starts trying to do too much rather than just letting the hit back come to him. So, yeah, I think he's doing fine walk-wise. I mean, he's got a 367 OBP.
Thank you for the call, Alan. So with them throwing him breaking balls more, Jack, so is the idea for him to sort of, when you say adjust, is the idea for him to adjust and push them into throwing more fastballs? Or does the idea say Bryce Harper has to adjust and he's not going to be able to do the same things with a breaking ball that he can with a fastball, but adjust in a way that makes him a productive hitter in a different way so they don't do this as much?
Yeah, like, I mean,
what does that mean?
So I wonder, the one thing, obviously I'm not a major league hitter, but what I think could happen is like he has to be okay. I think maybe in the past he would spit on breaking balls just to get to the fastball. You know what I mean? And spitting on pitches.
When you say spitting on, what does that mean?
Means just taking them.
Okay.
Like seeing spin out of hand and spinning, I'll wait for the fastball. What are you looking at?
Dude, I'm just listening to you talk baseball.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure the people know what you're saying.
Well,
you're being a baseball guy over there.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Listen, I'm a big spitting on pitches guy. But I think that maybe it means taking more of what they're giving you. If they're giving you a breaking ball, try to hit it the other way and get a base hit rather than, you know, and if he eventually, because what happens too is like when he starts adjusting to the breaking balls and starts hitting them more and more, that's when he starts getting the fastballs.
Right.
And then I think that's the big adjustment he has to make.
All right. 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Coming up next, the Birds are in camp right now, fellas.
Yeah, let's get some Eagles.
The Birds are in camp right now.
Well, the rookies.
The rookies are over there at rookie camp. And Elliot has his eyes on the rookies.
Oh,
he's got his eyes on the rookies.
Did he chart McCord today?
He did.
Yeah, I hope. Did he?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he put a grade out?
Yes.
There's only one quarterback there.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
So we'll get the rookie camp report next. We'll also take your calls on Bryce. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.